previous shiur, we saw the Torah of the Sridei Eish, Rabbi Chilya Yaakov Weinberg's etzal, where he makes a chiluk between Ratzon and Kinyanim and Ratzon and Averis. When it comes to Ratzon and Averis, as long as there's some onus involved, you can't call it Ratzon. When it comes to Kinyanim, there it would depend on whether there's Gemira's Das. So the Gemara makes a chiluk between Onsa de Nafshe, where there's an onus of his own, and an onus of someone else being Ma'anes him. So onus on his own, for example, he needs the money. So in such a case, he has Ratzon. He has Gemira's Das. When it's Onsa d'Achrini, when someone else is compelling him, there the Gemara says he doesn't have Das. So he's not makin it. So yes, that's only in the Havamina. But in the Maskana, in both cases, he has Gemira's Das. So he said, okay, that's great if he's getting money. But if he's not getting money, for example, in the case of the Sikrikun, doesn't matter whether it's unto the Nafshi or unto the Achrine, but in the Maskana, the Gemara is machalik between when he's getting money. But even in the Maskana, we remain with the Havamina when he's not getting money. So when he's not getting money, if it's his own onus, it's his own personal duress for whatever reason, so then he has Ratzon. When it's somebody else forcing him and he's not getting money, then he has no Ratzon. And we said that by the Sikrikun, even though it's someone else forcing him, it has the status of Unsa Denavshe, and he does have Ratzon, because he wants to stay alive. But the point is that he is Gemira's Das, that's the Iker. So, but the Maskana, we said, we stayed with the Chiluk, that's the way Rav Weinberg is understanding it, that the Maskana, we stay with the Chiluk of Unsa Denavshe, where there is Gemira's Das, Unsa Dachwini, where there's no Gemira's Das, if he's not getting money. And when it comes to Sikrikun, the Gemara says that he sells it, the sale is a sale, because that's like Unsa D'Nafshe, because he wants to stay alive, so he has Gemira's Das. So we wanted to see how that fits into the Gemara. So again, this is based on the Chedushim of the Sridei Eish with the beautiful Ha'aras, the Gachalei Eish of Rav Weingart Shlita. V'anira b'kavanat ha'Rav Weinberg, de'omnam le'maskana shnehem shavim, ach kol yeh b'talyu v'zavim, ach b'talyu v'yah b'day nisheret b'tokaf ha'svara shebahav amina. So it's only the maskana that we're mechalek when he sells it and he gets money to between Unsa D'Nafshe and Stachrini. Shekemet havchana, but when it comes to him giving, there we stay with the Svar of the Havamina. That, well, what's the Svar of the Havamina? Shekenet havchana bein unsa d'nafshe l'unsa d'achrina, that there's a distinction between his own onus and when somebody else's mind is him. Uv unsa d'nafshe kani af b'tal yu v'yayit. And if it's unsa d'nafshe, then the other person is kona, even if tal yu v'yayit. Maskana, when he's giving money, there's a chiluk. Maskana, there's no chiluk. Doesn't matter, whenever he's getting money, he always wants to sell it. The sale is always a sale. But when he's not getting money, we stay with the svar of the Havamina, that there's a distinction between Unsa D'Nafshe and Unsa D'Achrine. And in Unsa D'Nafshe, there's a kinyan. Even if אצל יהוא ויהיב, ואצל אונצד האחריני, no, there's no קניין. בהסבר הדברים לעומקם, דומה שקיים הבדל מהותי בין שני שלבי הגמרא. שלב ההווה מינה ושלב המסקנה ביחס לתפקידו של האונס. בהווה מינה מסתכלים על האונס כגורם המפריע להתהוות הקניין. So, apparently there are two stages in the Gemara. There's the ההווה מינה and there's the מסקנה. In relationship, the difference between them is the relationship between the, is the nature, is the purpose of the duress of the onus. In the Hava Mina, we look at the onus as being a cause שהמפריע להתהוות הקניין, that impedes the creation of a קניין. ורב הונא מחדש שאף על פי כן אינו מעכב את חלות הקניין במכר. הונא מחדש that nevertheless, if it's a sale, the onus isn't ma'akev, because whenever someone sells, there's always a little bit of onus. I mean, why are you selling your stuff, right? Obviously, because on some level you need the money. And the Gemara says, so maybe that's only unsa denavshe. Only unsa denavshe, the Gemara says, isn't ma'akev. But maybe when it comes to maybe unsa denavshe, the onus doesn't bother us, and the sale's a sale. But when it's unsad acharini, maybe the sale is not a sale. And the Gemara's maskan is not a svara. That onus not only is not ma'akev, but adarava. That is a cause that creates Gemira's das. The yisurim, the compulsion, helps a person be goymer das, because now he just wants to get rid of this yisurim. So he's willing to sell. So bein if it's unsad avshe, saiv it's unsad acharini, he wants to get rid of this item. So from this it would appear that the equation between unsa denavshe and unsa d'achrini is correct only when we relate to the ones as a gorem misayaya, as something that's helping, that's aiding, that's abetting. And then, in truth, there is no space, no room to distinguish between the two types of ones. And adarava, b'unsa d'achrini, when it comes to the onus of someone else, he wants to sell it even more because he wants to. Somebody else is putting a, you know, is twisting his arm, so he wants to get his arm untwisted. So at the end, the maskanas haGemara, the onus in the nahavamin of the Gemara, the onus is ma'akev, the kinyan. So we say if it's unsa denavshe, right, it's not enough of an onus, and the mameli has gemira's das. But when it comes to the maskanas haGemara, we say no. The onus is bolstering the Gemira's das. The onus is strengthening the Gemira's das because he just wants to get rid of the onus. Ach kol od mityachasim l'onus ga ke gorem ha'mafrei l'gemirut ha'dat. But let's say onus impedes Gemira's das. So then there's a logical distinction between unsa denavshe, which doesn't impede the creation of Gemira's das because it's your own onus, and unsa d'achrini, which does, because now it's someone else forcing it on you. You don't want it to be forced by someone else. That impedes the Gemira's das. So that's in that remains when the onus is a gore mafria. So we remain with the avort that there's a distinction between unsa denavshe, where it's not mafriya enough, and therefore you have gemiras das, and unsa d'achrini, that it is mafriya, it doesn't impede, doesn't pinch on one's gemiras das, because it's someone else forcing me. I don't want to do what someone else tells me to do. I'll do what I want to do, even if I feel myself forced, but at least it's coming from me. So only when it comes to a sale, you can see onas as something that's misayaya, because then he's getting something in return. And therefore he makes a cheshbon. He says, it's worth it for me. It's worth it for me. Because if I sell it, A, I'm getting money, and B, I'm getting rid of the yisurim. Like the Rashbam writes there, Hol vikatarti yisurim matan mos, delo mafsid midi. You have both. You have the Yisur and you have the Geld. Sof sof, kol mecher banui al cheshbonot shel kedayut. Every sale is geboit, is built. And cheshbon is that a person makes, and what's worth my while? So he figures it's worth his while. He gets rid of the Yisurim, and also he's getting money. But let's say somebody is forced to give him matana. He's not getting anything. It's definitely not kedai for him. Not worth his while. So therefore, he has no gemir's das. So when someone else is forcing me to give him matana, I don't have gemir's das. This doesn't work. Let's say I myself feel an onus to give this matana. Then I already have enough gemir's das because it's coming from me. People don't like when things come from someone else, when they're forced by an external force to act in a certain way. Right now we're in the mask period of history, so there are a lot of people, they say, what bothers you about the mask? Somebody is telling me to wear a mask. They just can't take that. Somebody's going to tell me to put something on my face? Mapita. So that's human nature. People don't like to be told what to do. The people who are listening is because they figure it's for our own good, or because they're courteous of others. But that's the svar of those who are opposed, is that nobody's going to tell me what to do. But if it comes from me, I can force myself. So there we still have this havchana of onse denavshin and starchin. This is a very, very geshmaka svara and way of learning the Gemara. Lehamtakat advarim nira leosif shebematana ein agmirut daat rak tnai lechalut hakinyan elehi hamagdira et hakinyan v'zoi etzem emahuta shel hamatana. So when it comes to a matana, gemira's das is not just a tnai for the chalos kinyan, but rather the gemira's das defines the kinyan. That's the etzem mahus of the gift. This is gemira's das. And therefore, if the receiver forces the giver to give him this gift, it's not a gift. It's not a gift. The whole vort of a gift, the whole essence of a gift, is my ratzon. If there's no ratzon, then what's making this gift happen? If there's no gemira's das, then what's making? Then how's it happening? That's the essence of a gift. Is the gemira's das. So that's all if Yanim is forcing me. That's all if Yanim is forcing me. But let's say I'm giving in for another reason. He's not forcing me to give the gift. It's not unsa d'achrine. But I have some other compulsion that I want to give him a gift for whatever reason. So that's not a pkiya b'mahus ha-matana, because matana is not necessarily a chesed shalemes. Sometimes you give a matana and you want something in return. And therefore we understand that when it comes to unsa d'nafshe, the gemir's das doesn't impede it. So for example, let's say we're talking about the case of the sikrikun. Right, so the sikrikun, he gives them the matana, and that's unsa d'nafshe. He wants to give them, that's like unsa d'nafshe, because he wants to give them matana, because he really wants to stay alive. So it's worth his while. So he has a ratzon. If this kfiya to give the etzem matana, kfiya and matana are tied to the sasri, and it's not a matana. But if he's giving the matana, he's not being forced to give the matana. But he wants to give the matana to be merat to the other guy, to be merat to the sikrik, and to appease him. So that's considered enough gemira's das. So unsa d'nafshe is not ma'akev gemira's das. It's ma'akev ratzon. Because he really wants to give the gift. He really is goymer b'daito. He decides, yes, I want this to be a gift. But does he really want it to be? Does he really want to give the gift? No. But omek ritzono, he's not really interested in the gift. So now we come to the world of isurim. And when it comes to the world of isurim, the person has to have an emissar ratzon to do this aveira. You only get Mis and Malkus if you have Ratzon. You have to have a real Ratzon to do this Avera. Otherwise, there's no Mis and Malkus. And therefore, since Be'omek Ritzono, he really doesn't want to do this Avera. So it doesn't matter whether he doesn't want to do this Avera because... But he's doing it anyway because somebody's forcing him to do it. Or he's doing it because he's sick. Since Be'omek Ritzono, he wants to get better, it's going to be Merapi him. Be'omek Ritzono, he doesn't want to do the Avera. So therefore, that's what the Rabbeinu, the Sri Yesh, writes. Bisurim ein l'chalik b'nutzu d'nafshelin stachrina. Any onus. There's no real ruts. And again, by Kenyana, we're talking about Gemira's Daz. Is he going Ribidaito? The person's going Ribidaito obviously means he wants to sell it. He's going Ribidaito to sell it. But does he really want it? So that doesn't bother us by Kenyana. As long as he's going Ribidaito, there should be a sale here. You don't need so much Ratzon. Only a little bit to create that Gemira's Das. But when it comes to Isurim, a person needs a complete Ratzon. Here he has no Ratzon. Even if it's Lisrape, he has no Ratzon. He wants to get better. He doesn't want to do this Isur. And therefore the Rav Weinberg says that you can't punish him. Shouldn't be punished, even if it's even if it's a case of Misrapim. And then he goes weiter, and he compares this to the Yetzer of Yetzer Albisha. You have a woman, a married woman, Chmana Litzlan, who's being raped. So Zok the Gemara that if it's Tchilasa Be'Oines V'Soifa Be'Ratzin, if it starts off being an Ones, at the beginning it's a rape, but after, as it progresses, she begins to get Nana from this Maisabiyah. So she's Muteris Labaila because Yitzer Albisha. Because the Yitzer enclosed her. Rashi writes, V'gam ze ones. Shevetchilas b'ila shiba ones hilbisha boil Yitzer. So that ones created the Ratzin in the end, and therefore she's off the hook. And she's Pater me ones. Ein toises b'vakam me'malaf amaralaf yirmas l'kiman. Not only she Muteris Labaila, she's even Ptur me ones. Both. The Gamben is Serape, we'll say that the Yetzer of the Pachad Misa Albishe. Yeah, there's also a Yetzer here. What's the Yetzer? He's afraid to die. He doesn't want to die. So is that true Ratzon? He really has Ratzon to do this Avera? No! He doesn't want to die. So therefore, since there's an external onus involved, like we explained in the previous shir, that as long as there's some element of onus, even though upon of it looks like it, he's doing it willingly. He's willingly taking he's willingly doing this Giyarai Shvich Staman of Rezara in order to be Misrape. It looks like it's willing, but ultimately he's doing it just so he shouldn't die. So in such a case, since there's an onus involved, he shouldn't be punished. So אפשר לרדת לעומק בהבנת ההשוואה של בין יצרה אלבשה ליצר פחד מיתה אלבשה. So we can go deeper into this tzushtel of יצר אלבשה and יצר פחד מיתה אלבשה. That the יצר of the woman was mislabesh on her, enclosed her, encased her, and the יצר of the פחד מיתה encased the person, and memela, he doesn't really want to do this maisa. יש כאן השוואה בין יצר עריות ליצר החיים. There's a tzushtel here between the yetzer of arayis, that's in the case of the woman, the bia, and the yetzer of life, that a person wants to live, a leben. כמובן שמי שחדה בגיל הרעות לא נפתור אותו בטענה שיצר סיטו והכניעו, שהרי ברא הקדוש ברוך הוא יצר רב הרער התורה לתבלין. ולכל אדם יש בחירה וניתנת לו אפשרות להיות גיבור ולכבוש את יצרו. וזוהי דרישת התורה ממנו. אך ישנם מצבים שהיצר כל כך חזק שההתגברות עליו דורשת גבורה אילאית, על טבעית. לא די להיות גיבור, צריך להיות גיבור שבגיבורים. וזהו מצב של יצרה אלבשה. אין הכוונה שאין אפשרות להתגבר על המצב הזה, אלא שאין התורה מענישה את מי שלא הצליח להיות גיבור שבגיבורים. וכך הדבר ביצר החיים. הרצון לחיות הוא רצון בסיסי, יסודי, הקיים אצל כל אחד ואחד. והנה כל אדם חוטא מחמת יצר החיים, אך התורה דורשת ממנו להיות גיבור ולדבוק. בחיי הנצח ולא בחיי שח. כשאדם עומד במצב של סכנת חיים מיתה ממש, ולא חשוב אם זהו מצד שנשאו אקום, או בני שרופאים אמור שימות, אז יצר החיים מתלבש עליו, ממלא את כל הווייתו, ורוצה בחוזקה לעשות כל פעולה מנת להינצל ממיתה. ורק גיבור שבגיבורים יכול להימלט מרצון זה. וגם כאן, לפי טענת הרב ויינברג, אין דינו מסור לפני אדם, כי במשפט הארץ אי אפשר להטיל עונש על מי שלא הצליח להיות גיבור שבגיבורים. זה מה המשעטיף הזה אך. That what's your צעה בשביל? Avada, whenever you sin because you have a Yetzirah. But you can overcome your Yetzirah. Brasi Torah, Brasi Torah, Yetzirah, Brasi Torah, Tavlin. You can overcome your Yetzirah. But in this case, it's not just a regular case of needing to be misgaber. Here you need to be a Gibor Shibigvarim, Shadugim. You're going up a level. You have to be super strong. This woman, whose Yetzirah is mislabish on her, she's having this Maisa B, and it's mamish. She's a woman. She's attracted to men. That's why there are over 7 billion creatures in the world, because there's an attraction between the sexes. So at the beginning she didn't really like this guy. He didn't really ask her whether she was interested or not, but there came a point where she's a woman, he's a man, and she was enjoying it. Not saying chas v'shalom a woman, it always happens, but if it happens she needs to be a giboira, she be giboirim. She needs to be super super strong in order to reject this yetzer, to overcome this yetzer. So the Torah doesn't demand that. And it's the same thing. Everybody has a desire to live. So when a person has some type of onus that's endangering their lives, doesn't matter why there's an onus. It could be somebody's a guy is putting a gun to his head. It could be that the doctor says he's going to die. He needs to be a gibor shebegiborim to overcome and not to do whatever he can to save his life. The Torah doesn't demand that of a person. Meaning, Torah says you don't get punished if you're not a gibor shebegiborim. You get punished if you're not a gibor. But not a gibor shebegiborim, and therefore the Torah doesn't expect you to overcome that yetzer of hachayim to the point that you're not punished if you fail to overcome, and the person ends up doing one of the big three averus. And Rabbeinu goes further, and he brings the Tosis in Shabbos that says that if someone's madbik b'Shabbos pas b'tanur, and he doesn't remove it before the afiyah, because there's an isser of the chachamim to remove it, so since it's mitzvah the chachamim, he's patur miskila. That's called ones. Now, as it looks like he's doing it baratz, and he could remove it, but he's not because of the chachamim. So since there's an element of ones, he's not punished. And therefore, if somebody has to do an aveira, it's at the doctors. The doctors tell him that if you don't do this aveira, you'll die, not the lamus. And so he's going to do anything he can to live. That's considered an onus. He doesn't want to die. And even if it means doing Avodah Zarah, Gilai Raios, and Shvichus Damim, he shouldn't be punished for that. Because there's an element of onus, just like in the case of the Hidbik Pas Betanur, where there's an element of onus. That of the Chachamim, here also there's an element of onus. As Hashvah Shniyah, Anachnu Nasbir, Anachnu will explain this now, this second equation. אם מי שפועל על פי מצוות חכמים שנחשב לאונוס על פי התוספות, והדעת נותנת שגם מי שפועל על פי מצוות הרופאים יחשב לאונס. So if you're acting based on what the chachamim tell you're onus, and if you're acting based on what the doctors tell you're also onus. So it would appear that here there's an additional idea, an additional concept that's not included in the equation of Yitzra Al-Bashay. Somebody who's מי שפועל, אני אקריא את זה בלשון כותב, כי זה יש לו לשון מאוד בהירה וברורה, אני אוהב את זה. מי שפועל על פי מצוות חכמים, פועל מתוך מניעים טהורים. יש לו רצון כשר והוא רצון לשמוע לכל חכמים. והכשרות שברצון היא העושה אותו לנוס. כלומר, דווקא, משום שדברי חכמים חזקים עלינו, הרי הוא מרגיש את עצמו כאנוס לקבל את מרותם. כמו כן חשו ביחס להצעת רופאים. כיוון שהעצה זאת באה מתוך רצון כשר, והוא הרצון להציל את חייו, גם רצונו הוא רצון לחיות ולא למות, שבעצם הוא רצון כשר בהשקפת התורה, כתוב וחי בהם. So the kids are they're both a kosher rotzen. Listening to the chachamim is a kosher rotzen, and listening to the doctors is a kosher rotzen. So therefore, this ones which is based on a kosher rotzen is not going to mandate a punishment, because it's coming from a good place, and there's an isser involved. He shouldn't do it, but since it's coming from a good place, he's not going to be punished. But Yitzra Al-Bashay, there the Ratzon is Pasul, the Ratzon is not a valid Torah Dika Ratzon, but here the Ratzon is good, he wants to live. Someone acts based on what the Chachamim say, he's saying, you guys know better, you Chachamim know better. Somebody acts based on what the doctor is saying, he's saying, you know better, but that's not his own Ratzon. So Baruch Hashem, we have more understanding now in this, the Gemara Bava Basra, and in the idea of ones, different types of ones, and Yitzra Al-Bashay, and Rediyas Pas Me'at Tanur, etc. So we'd like to continue the next time and continue our discussion of this topic of ones and the Stira and the Rambam that we saw on the first shir. Where the Rambam says that on one end, that if you're over ba'onis, you're forced by the goy to do the avera, one of the big three, there's no punishment. And on the other hand, when one is sick and does one of the big three, to be misrape, there is a punishment. And we want to understand the chiluk. We saw the chiluk of the achronim, that when someone else is forcing you, so then you're forced on the etzem maisa, misrape you're not. You're doing the maisa barutz, and you want to do a maisa atzala, but on the etzem maisa, you're not being forced. So we saw that, and as we spoke at length, Rabbeinu rejects that teretz, and Mirtz Hashem, we will see continued neflos miteretz Hashem. Thank you so much for listening, sweetest friends. You have no idea how much I appreciate it. Thank you so much.